0-1.
Control of stray dogs. Chilela Bombo's Kawama women with disabilities venture into poultry farming through CDF. In African news, civilians are feared killed after reports of airstrikes on Nigerian market. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of John Lane in Lusaka have raised serious concerns over the growing number of stray dogs in the area, urging authorities to take immediate action. Speaking on behalf of the community, Agnes Mumba says the situation has become alarming, noting that the presence of many unvaccinated stray dogs poses a significant public health risk, particularly in relation to rabies. She adds that even some dog owners in the area have not taken responsibility to vaccinate their pets, further increasing the danger to residents. Ms. Mumba has since called on the Lusaka City Council to take proactive measures to control the stray dog population, similar to interventions as seen in other communities. Residents are now hoping for swift action to prevent potential outbreaks and improve safety in the neighborhood. A 52-year-old physically challenged woman from Kawama Ward in Chilela Bombo has urged fellow women living with disabilities to take advantage of the Constituency Development Fund CDF to improve their livelihoods. Teresa Chisha says she, along with other physically challenged women, has formed a cooperative called Nawa Disabled Group. The group has since ventured into poultry farming as a source of income. Ms. Chisha explained that the women decided to participate in CDF empowerment programs and their application was successful. She has expressed their confidence that the initiative will significantly improve the lives of the beneficiaries and empower more women with disabilities in the area.
So to let you tell us how you take or pamlandwa kwa wati chine chine ukwikala fia tapana futu ingatita ndeka vila no bonse awale mona si jie fuire tu mbera ifo na batu pera kwa wama tu iwa beneficiary tu lete kane nkoko sana so to let you tell us how you bonse mwa nensu maka mati support kwa kwa vede ili bonse tu ila ikala fia no kula ndukola chute kwa wati tulikelisha tabatu lekelisha tu alisa mkule mbesha batu mkwana batu pera uteko
Maternal mortality, stillbirths, and neonatal deaths have been eradicated in Lopo area of Chipata City following the construction of the CDF-funded Lopo Clinic. Residents have expressed their gratitude to President Hage Ndihijilema for responding to the appeal of Luangeni Member of Parliament and Deputy Speaker Moses Moyo, who consistently lobbies for development. Headman Lopo Azele Jere explains that the facility was initiated with Moyo's personal resources and later completed using CDF, benefiting villages including Mugabi, Lopo, Kasauka, Kanjondo, Dingeni, Simoni, Bota, and Chimalo. A resident, Leticia Nyendwa, highlights that the clinic features a modern main structure, flushable toilets, and a water tank, reducing the distance of residents previously traveled to access services in Katandala. And another resident, Agnes Jere, has recalled that before the clinic was built, residents paid 200 kwacha to Katandala Clinic and another 200 kwacha if referred to Mwami. She laments that thieves stole a water pump, forcing women to fetch water from alternative points to sustain operations. And Emma Piri notes that Lopo Clinic has eased congestion at Katandala, which was previously oversubscribed.
Ndamunga ababa mavumo wochitira pamine apa ntineto ababa manda 5 vana wochitira pamine apa vinyinji ti atuchitira pamine apa enzeti pangira enzeti kira chani chi katapika chani pampu yako kocho samanzi penze bovu apa kuleta mtanki akawalala etivira samanzi tuita tuka pamutu yoleta kuno kuti titandizike kuno kuchipatala matoilet yayo kusenze shalini Zumbe kachaipa, kazi sisi nga kare bino kutiba tirete ilalo mbaba ntubala, kawalala batu hivira. So hapa, otivuti ishakari tuchitota hapa manzi kuti tirete kuno kushipata.
Nazipereka, ndrama zao za mtumba, mwembo kurama broko, ifetunaika po, matanje za miaka na kandi. Iyo anakura mabroko samenti na olipira leba
Pantawi pepenzewe kliniki tenzo vutika tezoenda mtunda utali kwenda ukatandala so pewewela kliniki nifoko ndwela ngako.
A third year student at Natural Resources Development College NRDC pursuing a course in crop science has encouraged her fellow youths to venture into maize and onion production as a way of promoting self-reliance and economic growth. Anthony Mbawala, who hails from Chipata District and a paramount chief from Pezani, has expressed her gratitude for the opportunity to pursue his education through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Mr. Mbawala has urged young people not to shy away from pursuing their careers, emphasizing the importance of taking advantage of the CDF.